It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell.
That's selfish Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about now. And see, now with Jeremiah Jensen in the studio, we start arguing about the history of the game and everything and how Patrick Mahomes has changed the game of football. We've talked a little bit about what the Jazz lineup looks like. And let's start there, JJ, as we've got you here in studio and you're a TV colleague. And also, we just love to get you fired up somehow. So the Mahomes deal, the Mahomes play, to me, was such a huge play. And I'm watching and other people are tweeting it out like, that was the best play I've ever seen. And then Scott came in today and said that game, that play, did you say change?
I think it's one of those generational, like, defining moments.
It's like the catch.
Like the catch, yeah. Or the immaculate reception.
For Chiefs fans, sure. Yeah.
I think it might even be the NFL.
Hmm?
I mean, only time will tell. What they do moving forward,
yeah,
they'll point to that
if they
moment.
Flop in the,
and
if
they'll just
flop
15 years from now, he's one of the all-time greats. You'll look back on that play, getting to the Super Bowl as a special moment, for sure.
You just see that the NFL has a history of having those moments, and there have been a lot of them, and they've defined generations.
Elway, the drive.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. Is this the best version of the Super Bowl that we could have gotten with what the playoffs offered us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the cream rose to the top. I think you got the Chiefs, who offensively are dynamite. And we were talking in the break, and I don't think their defense gets enough credit. Yeah, they gave up some points and fell behind a bit in some of these games, but I thought their defense, when they needed stops in the last two games in the playoffs, they got them.
It's been enough.
You don't have to have the Chicago Bears 1985 defense when you got an offense like that.
There's something about that. When Patrick Mahomes it's like the offensive line sets him up like they're all, hey, we'll flush you to the right, all right? And here's what's going to happen. And then you just unload that cannon of an arm. And there's normally I go, ooh, like if a ball goes up in the air. But if he throws it, I'm like, ooh, like let's see where this thing ends up. And he rarely makes a downfield error.
No.
He either puts it right on the money or one of his guys goes up and makes a play.
He's
and it's
so accurate.
So fun to
He's
watch.
Not wild and doesn't do any – it's not like Brett Favre out there just gunslinging. Like, he is really measured. He's very accurate, and he's really good at what he does. You don't see him make a lot of mistakes, a lot of bad plays, and he's patient too. He showed that in that game where, okay, I'm waiting, and then he picks the right moments. And in that great run down the sideline, he hesitated for a moment, and guys had to stop for a second. And that gave him the time he needed – to make that move and get into the end zone.
And that's an uncanny move. I mean,
yes.
Quarterback ran to the sideline, and he does run, but he doesn't run out of like, I don't know what I'm doing. And
yeah.
I mean, he really
it's Russell
has,
Wilson kind of running.
He does. Yep. He has a great awareness of what's happening, and he's patient, and he'll select those times to beat you running. And that it's a deadly combination. And on top of that, and I mentioned it before the break, having a coach, like if I'm a quarterback, I want to play for Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes.
Nobody else.
Absolutely.
I know there's some other good ones, but I mean, you have Andy Reid at his very best, and just getting that is like, oh my goodness, I would take that any day of the week. He understands how to get the very most out of a quarterback and really getting prepared and having play at a high, high level.
JJ, we kind of assume that we know, like, oh, we know what the demographics like here with people who cheer for NFL teams. They're either Broncos fans or 49er fans. We found out that it's
or
not
the Seahawks fans.
Yeah, but
there's Cowboys fans. I mean, it's pretty mixed.
There's Raiders fans.
That it's much more mixed than we thought.
Yeah.
There's a Cardinal fan.
Just the one.
That's more than there is in Phoenix.
It's a player that's like living here during the offseason.
Yeah.
So
just go to a Cardinals Cowboys game and see how many Cardinals fans show up.
But my question is, what's the best Super Bowl for Utahns? Like who does Utah want to see be the champion in the NFL? Super Bowl setup.
So if you're there's not a lot of Utes in this Super Bowl matchup. Jackson Barton is playing for the Chiefs, but he's probably going to be inactive.
Mitch Wisnowski.
Right.
Mitch Wisnowski, but he's a punter. But he's involved. I mean, he's a
good
name.
Point. And he's a punter.
He's the holder, too.
But if you're a BYU fan, it's
Thank
like
you.
Two of the great Cougars of the last decade.
Yes.
You've got Daniel Sorensen, who was – Dirty Dan was awesome,
yes. He's been awesome
in the playoffs. Absolutely awesome. And then Fred Warner should have been in the Pro Bowl this year, in my opinion. So yeah, if you're a local, if you love your local colleges and you're watching, especially BYU fans,
well, you have Andy Reid,
and Andy Reid, you got who doesn't love Andy Reid?
Yeah.
I mean, who's not pulling for Andy Reid?
One of my favorite things that Andy Reid, we interviewed him on Cougar Sports Saturday years ago, and we saw the soundbite when we asked him, we said, hey, would you say? You're listening to Cougar Sports Saturday, and he said it, and he was nice about it. He's like, go Cougs, baby. You know, so like that. And we asked him some question, and he goes, and we asked him about, you know, Utah, and he goes, oh, I love Kyle Whittingham. He's awesome. But, you know, deep down, he bleeds blue. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he'll tell you that, right? And, like, it's just Andy trash-talking from 1,000 miles away. Like,
I'm sure Kyle appreciates
most, yes,
that.
Yes, the most, like, buttoned up, like, doesn't ever want to talk about that kind of thing ever. He's like, I'm going to just say right now, oh, you know he bleeds blue. You know he's a Cougar through and through, don't you? I mean, in the end, he's only got his allegiance to one school, right? Like, I love that Andy Reid, like, attitude because – And you know, for BYU fans who have these ridiculous dreams of Andy Reid coming to coach at BYU at some point, it's never going to happen. But it's always fun to see him have that kind of success. So I think that I think fans of football cheer for the team that's going to put up a bunch of numbers. History tells us that if there's a lot of points scored and it's close, it ends up being a quote-unquote classic Super Bowl.
Unless you're a Chiefs fan or a 49ers fan, what do we want? We want a great game with a lot of scoring. That's decided in the last seconds.
But Scott, you said it too. You want a superstar.
I want star power
too.
You do. You don't.
Absolutely.
You don't want someone that you're going to forget in a year.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right. You don't. I mean, I don't know that he's at that level because his play is not at an elite level yet.
Right.
And fans are finicky. Fans are snobbish. They want that great player and they want to cheer for him. And then later on down the road, they want to hate him. You know, you cheer for a guy like Tom Brady when he's kind of emerging and he's just – and then later on it's like, well, I hate him.
He's just polarizing.
Yeah, he just wins too much. You know? And so you definitely have to have – the NFL wants that star power for sure.
JJ, some heartache that you want to let out there about – not necessarily heartache, but I guess any gripes, complaints about today's Hall of Fame votes with – with you've got the captain getting in, Derek Jeter, and I'm not a Yankee. And I think anybody who likes baseball goes, I'm not a Yankee fan. I mean, anybody who watches this game, they go, even if I'm not a Yankee fan, Derek Jeter represents kind of the best of what the sport represents and what it is and loyalty and being a champion and being just an MVP. And yet he didn't get the unanimous vote into the Hall of Fame.
There's some Red Sox blogger in Worcester that says, no, I ain't giving Derek Jeter that unanimous vote there.
Hey, he's called up his buddies. He's like, hey, Fred, Jeter. I didn't give Jeter the vote. He's 99.3% because of me. You thank me. Give me a pint at the pub tonight because that was not me. So I don't know why
all the Southies are loving it,
but that represents a bit of a flaw as to how
no, it doesn't.
We, yes,
just,
it
no,
does.
If it's someone from Boston, good for them.
Look, like, the fact that Dale Murphy's not in the Hall of Fame tells you all you need to know about how lame the Hall of
Those
Fame selection
are,
process is in baseball. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense. Dale Murphy is one of the all time greats. And he was, for the decade of the 80s, one of the five best hitters in the 80s. And he's not in the Hall of Fame.
And
it doesn't make any sense.
And he did it without steroids.
And he did it clean. He did it before the baseball was juiced, and before guys started taking steroids, in an era where there wasn't a lot of home runs. It's just, why if Derek Jeter's a Hall of Famer, why does it? It just doesn't make any sense. And some, like Larry Walker, like what changed in 10 years?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like Larry Walker hasn't done anything in the last 10 years to change his resume, but suddenly, you know what? All right, Larry, you're a Hall of Famer.
We like you.
You were a Hall of Famer 10 years ago then. What changed? It's stupid.
In the Skype call where he accepted the, where he talked about it, he was wearing a SpongeBob shirt.
I know.
And I thought.
Maybe that's why he had to wait 10 years. They're punishing him for his terrible wardrobe. Come on, Larry. Class it up a little bit. You just made the Hall of Fame.
All right. Jeremiah Jensen, KSL5 Television, here in studio with us tonight, of course, Sports Beat at 10 o'clock. What do we have on tap here for us?
There was a massive brawl at a college basketball game tonight.
We saw it up here. I thought it was like a replay of something that happened years ago or something.
No.
It was real
tonight. And it was spectacular.
It was.
And there's going to be a lot of kids in trouble.
Yes.
This is like the – it's so weird, too, to see the fans all trying to get out of the way. Like, don't touch me. Please don't touch
yeah.
me. Yeah.
It went into the crowd, guys. If you haven't seen it, I'll show you tonight on Sports
right.
Beat at 10 o'clock.
Thanks, JJ. Yep. Thanks for hanging out, man. Taking the break here. MVPs are next right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.